Hello, this is EDUC 2230. This is the 12 o'clock class, podcast debrief number two concerning the digital storytelling. I'm Vincent. Here we have Bailey and Leslie, and we're going to be going over some questions concerning the digital storytelling. So, you two, either of you can answer, or I can go first. Do you consider yourself a storyteller?
No.
All right, Leslie, why not?
Because I'm not good at it.
Okay.
It takes me forever and a day just to get through half of the story.
Forever and
nobody,
a day.
Nobody listens.
Yeah.
So it's just hard for me to tell stories.
I mean, I tell them. I don't mean they're good.
I like to comment on people's stories.
I like to tell them and think I'm good.
Yep, I have a bad habit. Like, if I do tell a story, which is not often, I have to be very animated in order to hold the attention of the people I'm telling the story to. And I have to be over dramatic because I feel like when I tell stories, I lose the people's interest. Like, and it's bad.
It just takes me forever to tell a story because I jump around so much.
Yeah. And I'm somebody that I like everything to sound perfectly. I like it to flow. And so when there's a break, when I can't think of a word or something, I get stuck.
Oh, mine never flows. I could end up telling the end of the story before the beginning of the story. Just because I jump around so much. Like, I'll, like, think of stuff.
It's like a movie where it's like you have this flash forward.
Yes. You work your way back.
Yeah.
Like, just jump 10 years ahead and then we'll work our way back.
Have you seen the new Bohemian Rhapsody movie?
Uh-uh.
I haven't. Well, they basically do the same thing where it shows them at this big concert in the very beginning. They got one of their famous songs going on. And then it does, like, a flashback where, like, Freddie Mercury originated and how Queen started and all. It's really cool. So that's kind of what I'm understanding when you're talking about your storytelling. So none of us really consider ourselves storytellers. Who would you consider the storyteller in your family?
My father.
Your father?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I have a few.
My sister.
Like to be very
I mean, like, are we talking about, like, immediate family, like just our siblings and parents?
I suppose, like aunts, uncles, cousins.
Well,
like,
I
not,
mean, like,
not
my dad's side of the family is storyteller. Like, my dad's sister isn't, but, like, my cousins and uncle on his side of the family is.
You don't have one?
My older brother, he likes to tell stories. And we all know he's not telling the truth.
My family just kind of jokes around.
Yes, so does mine.
Like, we're, like, it's just, we joke. We tell jokes. Make fun.
You just kind of feed off of one another.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's cool. My sister is a big storyteller. She's very, very animated, very overdramatic. She holds people's interest, which is, like I said, I feel like that's what I'm lacking as a storyteller. And so, she lives up in Columbus. And so when she comes down, she's always got interesting stories to tell. And we're like, all right, what's the drama this time? And she's ready. She doesn't have to think about it. She's like, oh, well, here on this specific date, this happened. And it's interesting. All right. So again, going back, none of us really consider ourselves storytellers, but is there a story that sticks out to you that you like to tell anyways?
Oh, I don't think there's one in particular.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way, where it's like...
I just kind of tell them when they come, like,
yeah.
I don't know, like, it's like it's in the moment thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, if something seems familiar, you're like, oh, yeah, I remember this happened
to
me. It's not like, oh, I've got this one stowed away, ready to go.
Yeah, it just kind of happens when it happens.
Yeah, same.
Okay. So what makes for a good story? Enthusiasm. Okay. No, yeah. That's a really
you
good
actually
answer.
Know the story.
Dramatic. I can't get someone's being dramatic.
Nobody cares if you're animated enough. They're not going to be paying attention to this story. They're going to be like, whoa.
Yeah.
This girl's crazy.
Yeah.
If it's funny. Like.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Funny.
You can't talk about going to a funeral and
if it's short. Man, I don't know how people do it. Like, they sit and listen to me, and I think to myself afterwards, I'm like, they had to have zoned out. Like,
that was super long.
They could not have enjoyed my story.
Yeah.
So if it's short.
Okay.
Short and to the point.
I would have to say something big for me. What makes a good story is, I want to say the word chronology.
Chronological?
Yeah, to make it chronological.
Like in order.
Yeah. So, like, jumping around, like, it's fine, but, like, if it's super long, it's hard for me to focus because there are times, like, when I will zone out for, like, a couple of seconds, and then they'll be on a different topic, and I'm like, whoa, I completely missed it. And then the rest of the story, I'm just sitting there trying to figure out, now, wait, when did this happen? How does this tie in?
Yeah, so then you're not paying attention to the rest of the story.
Yeah, and so, like, once you hit that point where you miss one little detail, so mm-hmm. you're stuck on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's pretty big for me in regards to storytelling. And also holding the person's attention.
Yeah. That's big.
That's hard for me.
Mm-hmm. And details. Like, I'm big for details.
I'm not a good detail.
I can't. Details, but not too many details because.
Relevant details.
You don't
want
to make it drag
not
out.
Tangents.
I'm not good at explaining the details. Like, it takes me 10 minutes just to explain one thing, and then I forgot what I was talking about.
I've done that before.
And you get back and you're like, oh man, what was I just talking about?
And the person's sitting there like, I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
I have done that before. When people have asked me, like, what was I just talking about? I don't know. I can't tell you what you was just talking about. Like, you done lost me.
Yeah. All right. If you could sum up the course in a phrase or a word, what would it be?
Stressful, but educational.
You're not wrong.
That's how I answered the one question on one of the articles that we had to do. It was like, type up in a sentence. It said it was stressful, but learned a lot of it. Digital tools.
Another word that I'm trying that I'm thinking of.
I have no idea how to describe this class.
Eventful.
Yes. Eventful.
You do a lot in this class and you get a lot of things, like a lot of new things.
How about unpredictable?
Yes. I just think stressful because of the fact that literally it was like we had so much work that is just kind of piled on top of each other, and I felt like I was never getting anywhere. But I mean, we learned a lot. There was a lot of
we did learn a lot
of digital tools and websites that we can actually use.
A lot of hands-on. I know he doesn't like that word, but like,
who cares?
Like hands-on activities, we got to actually do a lot of things. That could help us in the future.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, going back, what would be the word or phrase you would use? Like, I said unpredictable, you said eventful, and you said stressful, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I know this is a no for me. But is there a story that you remember from this course that's worth telling? Because I don't remember. I don't think so. I don't think anything really significant has happened that's worth sharing.
I don't know. That's sad because we have to actually tell a story about this course, but I can't.
It is pretty sad.
Like, I can't think of something, like, right off the top of my head. Like, I mean, I think think back of the course, and like I can think of everything think, we've done, but
yeah,
like
when I think of the course, I think of all of the like things that we went and did in like different groups and all of like the podcasts and the videos and the whatever, all the other activities that we had done throughout the semester, and like even the website that we have that we're still currently making, like mm-hmm. that is even. That's what stands out to me, thinking back on this course.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like if I had to choose something, like had to choose, I would talk about the WebQuest as being kind of a story.
Oh, yeah, the
because
WebQuest.
Like
that was very
when that was introduced. We were supposed to come up with a plan, some kind of framework to work around for that WebQuest.
Mm-hmm.
And like after we submitted our ideas to Dr. Brewer, and he said yay or nay, I actually completely scrapped my idea after that.
Yeah. Like, I almost did.
Yeah. It's like, because originally I was going to be talking about like the Western frontier expansion westward, like mm-hmm. during 1820s or so. And it's like talking about how Thomas Jefferson said it would take 100 generations to spread to the West Coast, and it didn't at all. Like, but instead of going off of that and like building your own like not plantation, but like your own homestead,
mm-hmm.
like in your own area, your claimed area, I kind of just scrapped that idea in general, and I went towards talking about the California Gold Rush of 1849. And so
that was a hard assignment for me to do. I struggled.
Mm-hmm. I feel like
that could be a good.
I feel like it turned out fairly well. Like, I'm not tech savvy at all, but I did figure out pretty much how to make the WebQuest. Like, in pretty much a day, I figured out how to make it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of information
mm-hmm.
to take in at one time.
Okay. So you were talking about
stories.
Website, my WebQuest. Is there anything that comes to mind that would be worth telling about?
I mean, I guess the website.
The website. Okay.
Yeah, that was kind of fun.
Like, I guess the different things that we created would be like stories we could you could tell.
Yeah. I don't know how to put these into stories. Like, yeah, we did this, but it's more of a statement, not a story. It's like, yeah, we did this or did that.
I'm trying to think of one that like I don't know. Because it's like I'm trying to think of like all the stuff we've done, but then think of like the stories behind it. Like,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Not
just
happening.
Did a cartwheel.
Wow.
I guess the WebQuest would be one because mine like goes back to like I did it in another class and then recreated it. So, I mean, I guess that could be a story that I tell is about my WebQuest.
I made my way to Massey Hall, room 211.
Yeah.
I opened up my computer and opened up the application Firefox. Something like that. Like, some dramatic narration in there. All right. So, where in your content or grade level do you see potential for using digital stories?
Yeah. I'm not
middle
sure.
School?
Yeah, I mean,
elementary, like, if you get to, like, kindergarten, first grade, like, that level, they're not going to be able to do it.
No.
Yeah, see,
not
that's my problem.
But if you get into high school, they're not going to want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's, like, that middle school, like, fifth, sixth, seventh grade.
Well, you can, like, make, which I don't know if this would work or not, but for, like, elementary preschool, if you made like a digital story and then like introduced it to the class, maybe
like you made it yourself as a teacher and then showed
yeah.
it to the class.
Yeah,
I think so.
Maybe,
but I think
like,
to have the students
do it,
I don't think younger elementary students would be able to do it.
But doesn't the teacher creating it and showing it to the students, doesn't that kind of defeat the purpose when you can just instead of wasting time creating that digital story, why not just tell it to them right there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why I think, like, middle school level.
I'd actually be willing to debate with you, because I would actually rock creating, like, a replication of, like, a story. Like, in there, that replication summing up Forrest Gump in 1 minute, I would totally have done that in high school, something like that. But as far as creating something like my own trailer or whatever that normal application Dr. Brewer was using, no, I would not use any of those.
Okay, did you guys hear him say that was like a C level?
Yeah.
So is that meaning like that was a grade C? Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mine's going to be like an F then.
Yeah, mine's going to be pretty bad.
That was a C. It had animation, dance, like, it had everything in it. That was a C. Mine's going to be bad.
I didn't hear him say that.
Oh,
I'm
nervous.
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Stress to the max.
I don't know what content. I would think English.
I mean, kind of going off that, like, summing up Forrest Gump in 1 minute, I could see where that could be used in history courses,
mm-hmm.
where, like, here's an event that happened, here are some details that happened with it, let's replicate it in 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
You can work in groups or whatever. Like, you.
I think history would be a neat one to do.
Yeah.
I don't like history, but I think that would be, like, a good subject that digital stories could be good. Because they could create those little 1 minute stories.
I feel like you could also use it like with government. Like if you were to have, say, court cases,
mm-hmm.
it's like, here's what happened in this one. Here's the gist of what happened. Here's the next court case, which argued that one. And the one that comes to mind would be Plessy v. Ferguson and then Brown v. Board. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And it's like the segregation versus desegregation. So it's like you start off your digital story with, segregation is okay as long as the facilities are equal.
Uh-huh.
And then you like create like a short little tiny story. Like you get two people like walking down like that video they showed. It was like on a soccer field.
Yeah.
And you could have two people walking down the street and you could have one side colored and then like the other side would be dark and musty and not attractive. And it's like you can see that the two are clearly not equal. Mm-hmm. And then you see like another person come up the middle or something like that. And it's like, stop.
Mm-hmm.
This is not equal. This is not okay. And then you have the Brown v. Board and it finishes with not okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like you create this short little story with this this visualization. I don't know. Does that make any sense what I was talking about?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yes.
I think I lost your interest.
We're terrible storytellers.
Yeah, we are.
You said that?
Okay, so we're in your content for a little bit. Okay, so the next question. This whole time I've been going straight down the list. I haven't been jumping around.
That's fine.
What is it?
So that's fine.
It's fine. All right. So let's go ahead. What is something tangible, like a product or a program, you are taking away from this course? Something new, something you can use or have used already?
Blend space.
Blend space?
Yeah.
I really liked that.
I thought it was neat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if I would actually, like, use that. Because I feel like
having a brain fart. Which one's the blend?
Blend space is when you put all the like you brought in the websites and videos and stuff.
We made like a lesson.
Like you had to make a lesson.
Gotcha. All right.
Like I think blend space is a good one. Like I could possibly use it in the future, but like for me, like I'm intervention specialist, so like I'm never gonna use that.
Mm-hmm.
Like because all my stuff, what I'm gonna be doing is not creating lessons, but using the lessons that the teacher is actually making up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not going to be making my own lesson plans or anything like that.
You're going to be building off of other people's.
Yeah. Like, because I have to do what the teacher is actually doing in their class. So, like, for me, blend space isn't, but I don't know. Like, I like blend space. I thought it was neat.
There's a lot of things that we could take from this class. Like, mm-hmm. he has provided us with so many, like, different tools and different websites and different everything that...
Yeah.
Like, literally, yeah, just so much.
So, not gonna lie, at the beginning of the WebQuest assignment, I hated it. I thought, there's no point to this. And the reason I thought that is because of the videos that we were supposed to watch. You know, he posted on mm-hmm. Blackboard, and it showed, like, here's mm-hmm. what doing a web class will look like in the classroom. And I hated it. But after creating my own web class, I figured out, hey, you can kind of mix this assignment. Like, even though it's published digitally, mm-hmm. you can find a way to make it hands-on. You can make it useful with analog technology. And I'm big on, like, the mixtures. I don't like the idea of 21st century classrooms being totally digital. I don't like that at all. And so finding a way to make that physical, to get the kids off of the computer and actually complete this assignment, like, physically, like, actually doing it.
Yeah.
I feel like that could be really useful. And so using that web quest to publish and provide information digitally, I think that's really good. And I think I'll end up using that. But mm-hmm. as far as having students complete the assignment on the computer, I don't think I would use that portion of it. And so, like, in one of my web quests, like, one of the parts of the assignment is that you were supposed to create, like, letters or, like, journal entries. And you were just supposed to tell, like, a sort of story. It's like, it starts off, you're in the Boston port or the Massachusetts mm-hmm. port, and you're going to take a ship towards Panama. You're going to load into another ship. You're going to go to California, and then you're going to land in the state, and you're going to make your way to the gold fields. And you're supposed to write about that in, like, one of your entries. And then you could also make, like, letters.
Mm-hmm.
And you would also make, like, letters and, like, send them home, like, to your spouse or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you would tell them about your fortunes or your misfortunes. And you had to create your own open-ended story. And so, like, I actually offered in my web quest, like, you can work in partners on this, but if you're going to do that, you have to acknowledge each other in your letters or in your writings. Like, Jonathan over here, he found a nugget today. I might steal it from him later. And it's like, you have to create this story. And I feel like actually, like, physically writing out those letters mm-hmm. and, like, mailing them in quotes there. I feel like that's a good way to incorporate, like, the analog technology, actually having the kids create that sense of, what's the word I'm looking for here?
I don't know.
It's their own understanding, their own depiction of what it was like. And so, that's just...
Is there a place
like
to turn this in
at?
For me, the web quest was, at first, like, I was really confused. And I didn't think, well, like, I want to be a preschool teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Like, web quests, I think, are going to be a little bit too difficult for preschoolers. So I had to, like, up my grade level, which made it more difficult for me because I'm, like, every assignment that I've done, it's, like, focusing on what preschoolers can do. And I haven't really expanded out to see, like, what...
So you had to, like, find whole different curriculum
yes.
in order to...
And, like, it was just so complicated for me, but I understand the overall idea of a web quest,
mm-hmm.
but I personally don't know if I would use one, just because, I don't know. I think they can be a little bit confusing, if you think about it.
Okay.
All right.
We're running a little bit short on time, so... What is something cognitive, like a way of thinking or pedagogical, what is something cognitive that you have learned? I'm not sure how to answer this question.
I got no clue.
All right, let's move on to the next one. We'll kind of make our way back to that one. So what questions do you have as we come to the end of the course? What do you think is next? Like, do you mean, like, what comes after the
this class?
Digital story? what comes after this semester? I'm not sure.
Well,
I don't really have any questions.
Is it Christmas break yet?
Yeah. Semester over now.
My first question. I don't really have a specific question. Like, if I had a question, it would be something along the lines of, like, it left my brain. It was there.
It's okay.
I promise.
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank.
Just like, how would we incorporate all of these tools and all of this? Like, all of these things that he's provided for us, how would we
actually work it into teaching it?
Yeah, how would we make that work?
Because, I mean, like, when we go to teach, we're gonna have someone, like, we're going to have a mentor, but we're going to have also, like, try and do similar things as other teachers who's been there.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you don't want to go in and just completely have no clue. So, I mean, you're going to kind of base what you're going to do, like, what off other teachers are doing. So how do you work in this stuff to that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I have no comment. I have no idea what to say. I think that wraps it up. That's all the questions we have here.
Okay. 3, 2.